Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You know, I do have a little piece of Warriors news. It's just a little nugget I learned last night. There's a pretty prominent fan that I don't know if people knew this about. You know Ghostface Killah is a Warriors fan?
Who?
Ghostface Killah.
Who the hell's that?
He's a member of the Wu-Tang Clan.
Who are they?
They're from New York. They're from Staten Island, primarily.
Oh, okay.
They were at Chase Center last night.
Oh, the Clan. Yeah, I got you.
Easy. Simmer there.
Wow!
Jesse Moore, promotions extraordinaire, helped me and my plus one get a ticket and had a great time. They were awesome. But Ghostface multiple times said that's my favorite team in the Raptors.
So he's a front runner.
Well, I'm surprised he was able to see what banners were up there at the top of Chase Center, because it was, let me just put it this way, it was pretty foggy last night, Steiny.
Gotcha.
It was literally walked into Chase Center, and I was like, dude, do they have a machine? Like, is there just a fog machine? They were pouring out of the portals.
I mean, I'm pretty sure there's no smoking in that arena. So
not last night.
Where was security?
Dude, it got christened. Is what Chase Center got last night. All right. Evan in for Guru along with Steiny here. Switching spots today. Just having some fun before Guru's back tomorrow. And then you're out Friday, right?
Yeah, Friday and Monday.
Okay.
You know, I got to go on back for that birthday party. And
I know. You look almost ready for it.
I worked a little bit on my speech.
Not a speech. You have to give a speech?
I got to say a few words. Put it that way.
For what?
For my buddy.
Did someone die?
No, it's just a big, I shouldn't even talk about this, because if he downloads that Odyssey app, I'm going to ruin the surprise. It's a surprise, so
There's a celebration going on back home, is what...
Exactly.
And I assume a close friend?
Yeah, this is the guy.
He's the guy.
This is the guy.
So, he's like your guru from back east.
Well, he's my best friend from back east.
Oh.
Went to college with him, and... That's only half the story. The rest of the story is that he's done extremely well for himself.
So he's flying you back?
No, I'm flying back. But
you're just going to Venmo him?
No, I'll pay for that one because it's a surprise. I couldn't have him. But no, he's one of these guys who, I don't know if I can go on this golf trip bass because it's pretty expensive. Yeah. Shut up. Shut up. I got you. Shut up. Bass. I can't afford. Shut up. Have I ever not paid for it?
I need a friend like that.
But you know what? It took him a while to establish himself, but I've taken advantage of his status over the last 20, 25 years. Hey,
talk to me, Steiny.
I have a question that I'd like to get a guest on who's an expert on this. Because I don't understand it, but maybe a listener does, or a businessman out there. So the Warriors are the highest valued franchise in the NBA, according to Forbes.
Yep.
Okay. So let's just say they're worth $12 billion. All right?
Well, they what they're projected to be worth is probably 12 to 14. Okay. Like last year, I think it was just under, just above 10. They cracked 10.
Okay. So my question is this. The day after Steph Curry retires, does the value go down? Like, I don't know how that works. And the Valkyries right now are already the highest valued franchise in the WNBA. Like, how did that happen so quickly?
I think Chase Center has a lot to do with it. That would be one of my, that'd be my main guess. The thing about the Warriors, though, it's, does it go down? I don't know if it can go down, but the appreciation of the franchise probably slows. It's like the NASDAQ. Like it, your country's GDP continues to go up. Just the question is how high of a rate. Like it might take a dip, and then eventually it rises, and there's a progressive. I don't need to get into economics. Let's get an answer. Oh, an answer to Steiny's question. This is real quick from the East Bay. Wando, is that how I say it? Wando. Wanda, welcome to the program. What's going on?
Hey, yes, sir. Thank you. And I didn't actually quite hear the question. I just assumed the line of thinking based on the conversation before the break and around franchise valuation. Mm-hmm. Could you reiterate for a moment, Steiny?
Sure. You know, right now the Warriors are valued as the highest valued franchise in the NBA, whatever, $12, $14 billion. Will that, what happens the day after Steph Curry retires? Does anything happen to that valuation?
Oh, yeah. Like, that is paper on paper, right? Unless Joe Lacob has sold any minority stakes at that valuation, that's just a theoretical, like, appraisal from some random Forbes or something like that, right? That's as I understand it. I'm not a professional in this business, but I do like to follow it. It's interesting with the earthquakes right now, by the way, being up for sale. Don't know if it's been mentioned yet on this on these airways, but they were recently appraised at around $600 million, and John Fisher, good riddance, is looking to sell
right.
the controlling stake. So he's been selling off minority stakes, apparently. He might have been selling them close, if not at that $600 million valuation, which implies there's like
gotcha.
maybe a $250 million cost to control the earthquakes right now. Once Steph retires, I think that's definitely the case. The valuation goes down. The building keeps it up there for sure. The fact that they own the building as well.
Right.
But Steph is the franchise.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate the call. Well, I do think that the moment he's gone, there's definitely less interest in the team. There's no doubt about that. And like one of the things that I've actually found, I think, most compelling about Steph Curry standing with the Warriors is still how much coverage he garners for the team. No matter if they're good, last year if they missed the playoffs, this year they're coming in with unknown expectations or at the beginning of the 24-25 season, people don't really know where they're going to be. Like the Warriors will always be in the news if Curry's there. And I have to imagine that's good for branding. When he's gone, does that go away? I kind of assume it does. Like, why are the Warriors talked about as much as they are? Because of Steph Curry.
Right.
The moment he's gone, I have to assume that coverage leaves with him. That's also got to be on the mind of Joe Lacob, I imagine.
Well, that's the other thing. I mean, if they're worth $12 billion, and things are going to change after Curry leaves, why would you buy the team for $12 billion? So I don't think
you could ask the same question about the Celtics.
Yeah, I don't. For some reason, I don't think the valuation is going to like it doesn't drop precipitously. Like it's not going to drop to $7 billion.
No, but let's say it's inside baseball. But it's like okay, so the moment Curry announces his retirement,
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Valuation drops from 12 to like 11.7. And then after a year, it goes back up and it continues to rise. Like it's only going to inflate. It's not gonna all of a sudden go to $6 billion if Curry's not around.
Right.
And in fact, anybody who, like, let's say Lacob wanted to sell the team right now, by the time the owner actually takes over, which would probably be in a year or so after this transition happens, it's like, what are you buying really? You know, and I think that's one of the reasons why the Kuminga question today is interesting. It's because I feel like if the Warriors do what everyone wants them to, which is just trade this guy, he clearly wants to be somewhere else. The Warriors might be able to get a decent piece for him, basically a fit over talent type of thing that can help this group maybe get to a higher level next season than it was last year. It means they botched it. It means they botched it. It means they did not. If you're selling Kuminga or trading him for half of what he's worth, which is what they have to do in a straight up deal this summer, it means you botched the situation. You couldn't keep this guy happy enough to trade him next February, and you also couldn't keep him happy enough to make him want to resign here. I mean, and again, he's your last lottery ticket left. You've traded all the rest of your young players, or they haven't panned out. You know, jury's still out on Pajemski and Moody. I'm not betting on those two to be the next big star for the Warriors. Kuminga's your last lottery ticket, and if you sell low on that ticket, I have no reason but to think you botched the situation.
Yes. I mean, they have not handled it well. And the first sign of trouble was when he didn't sign an extension last offseason when virtually everybody in his class did. I always thought, like, that's not a good sign.
And the only guy that didn't got traded. Josh Giddey got traded
right
to Chicago.
Exactly. So it does feel like one of the things, and they would never admit it, but there's got to be fear involved in this for the Warriors. They can't, if this guy's going to be a starter for you at forward for the next 10 years, forget if he's going to turn into an all-star or not, but this guy's projecting to be your starter for the foreseeable future after some things clear out. Like, why would you get rid of a guy like that? For one crazy extra shot at it. A title. Hey. Like, and here's the other thing, and you brought this up.
Well, I think it's because they don't believe that he's going to become what he believes he can become. Like Kuminga thinks that he can be a 25-point-per-game scorer, and he can be an all-star. And what he said to Anthony Slate of The Athletic this morning was, he wants to be a guy a team relies on, and he's aiming to be a multiple-time all-star. That's a guy who sees a ceiling for him in his current position. I'm just sorry. Like, when someone across any vocation is talking about potential and things they want to achieve, things that they currently don't have, it's because they want to get out. Like, they want more. And I can't fault him for that. But the Warriors clearly don't have the kind of runway that he thinks that he deserves.
Absolutely not. They don't. And I think it's twofold. I think he sees no opportunity here. But on top of it, I feel like he probably thinks, even if I had an opportunity here, you know, Steve Kerr would be limiting that opportunity. and he very well might be. That's why I just think where this franchise is right now, it's in an awkward spot. And Gary said it, you know, they have kind of painted themselves in a corner a little bit. I mean, they just have. They've got older players, and they've got too many younger players, and now their biggest prospect, who's a young player, doesn't want to be here. Like, that's fallout. As far as I'm concerned, like, if they don't, that's the fallout for saying all in for Curry. That it may cost you Jonathan Kuminga.
Well, it's cost,
right, so how do you feel about it now?
It's cost you all your young players.
Exactly.
Like, this is a team that used to have the Warriors didn't say it, but a two-timeline approach. I don't think they have one anymore. I actually think one of the reasons why we're finally getting down to brass tacks is about Kuminga, but a lot of the players that haven't found a home here in Golden State, the young ones, it's because the older guys finally have an expiration date. It's 2 years. That's all they have left on their contracts. Draymond has two years. Steph has 2 years. Jimmy has 2 years. And then who knows? But it finally feels like, because they've defined exactly when they're done with these guys, or when the big three is going to be cooked, essentially, everyone's like, now's the time to get rid of our young dudes. It's honestly counterintuitive.
Exactly.
Like, now's the time to stockpile young players. If you really were going to go all in for Curry, like, it should have been a couple seasons ago.
Exactly.
And that's why I believe at the end of the day that if they sell Lowe and Kuminga, they botched this. It's because you have had opportunities to get value for him in the past. He's been involved in trade rumors. He's been a guy that Lacob doesn't want to give up on. So if you finally give up on him, it's just like, why did we do this dance for the last 2 years or 3 years?
Yeah. What would frustrate me as a Warrior fan after the four titles is, in a perfect world, and this is where the last 5 years is catching up to him, and this is where the James Wiseman pick is a killer, and it essentially happened 5 years ago on draft day. Draft day was in November 5 years ago because of COVID, but that was the day that Klay Thompson got hurt for the second time, and then they drafted Wiseman. The reality of the situation is that in a perfect world, they would still have Jordan Poole on their team. In a perfect world, Jonathan Kuminga is on their team. In a perfect world, Wiseman would have been a functional player, just a functional player. And if that were the case, the Warriors might have had a chance to not fall drastically after Curry. If Steph were thinking of retiring in 2 years, but the Warriors were still sitting with Poole, Kuminga, and Wiseman was a functional big, I think we'd be very optimistic about the future. Now, here's what I want to stress. It doesn't mean I'm saying, so Kuminga's your one, Poole's your two, what? No. What I'm saying is, you'd have at least a younger foundation that starts to play together, and then you realize what they need. And maybe they'll probably need a superstar. Okay, well, 3 or 4 years down the line, maybe you can get one because you're in a better cap situation. But the reality is that they're on the verge of not having any young players at a point when, you're right, they need them.
And how does that make people feel? I know a lot of people want to go all in for the veterans. And are the next 2 years good enough for you to basically just say, I'll watch Warriors basketball and watch and see how much these old guys got left in the tank? 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Giddings in with Matt Steinmetz. Who's going to be back tomorrow? Let's go to Bass in Los Altos Hills. Bass, good morning. What's up, man? How we doing?
All right, man. How about you?
Fantastic. What do you got?
Nice, man. I just I know you guys were getting into the valuation discussion and whether it's going to take a hit.
Yeah.
You know,
I do this for a living. And what I'll tell you is it won't. And the reality is because valuations are always derived based on a projection of how much money you're going to make in the future. So the biggest aspect of the Warriors is actually not the play on, you know, out there in the stadium. It's basically committed revenue streams from people buying their suites and the number of events they host at, you know, at the new Chase Center. So that's what's driven up their valuation so much.
Oh,
is the pre-commits they have.
Okay, so in other words, when Wu-Tang comes in last night, that's part of the Warriors, yeah, Warriors valuation.
Wu-Tang.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the fact that they host over 185 events a year, and that's outside of the 41 games for basketball.
Right.
So they've done the best job of filling that stadium. And what other venue are you going to in San Francisco that's an arena? Right, what, the Cow Palace?
Right.
You know, there's nothing there. You have to go down to San Jose to get any decent arena
in
the area. So they basically, yeah, they have exclusivity on basically closed space, which means they can be 12 months a year.
Gotcha.
So that was the big jump, was the Chase Center.
Gotcha. Appreciate it. Yeah.
And, thanks, Bass.
Yeah. Good, and I'm good sure. I'm actually sure he's right on that stuff. That makes sense. Because I don't think the Lakers. Who owns Staples?
That I don't know.
Because if you. I don't think it's the Lakers.
No, the Lakers don't own it. That's the biggest difference,
right,
which is why I wasn't shocked when he came in the next day. You're like, I think the Warriors actually could be worth $12 to $14 billion. Because the arena itself costs, it was privately financed, what,
right,
it was almost $2 billion worth. So, yeah, Brandon Schneider's working real hard.
Crypto Arena, by the way, is owned by Anschultz Entertainment Group. So it's an LA-based company.
All right. That probably is the difference in the valuation.
I'm with you there. All right, let's go to Dave in Fresno. Wants to clean up some of the value talk. Dave, how we doing? What's up?
Hey, guys. I'm doing good, man. Thanks for getting me on here. Just want to join the discussion. And yeah, I think with the whole value thing, I think with the Warriors, like what separates them from, the, I guess, the Yankees, the Lakers, Dodgers, the Knicks, those are like name brand franchises, where the Warriors, I think they're pretty much tied to Steph. So yeah, they're at that $10 billion mark, mostly because of Steph and obviously Draymond and Klay and KD, you know, having that great run. But yeah, it's going to be tricky because with them, you guys kind of already asked the question, like what happens when he retires? Because yeah, that's a nice arena, but you got to pay a pretty good price to get inside. And I would think most people are paying that price to go see Steph.
Right.
So when he's not available, he's not around. Okay. Are you still charging premier price for fans to come watch the Warriors play? Like, that's the question they got to ask themselves. And yeah, it's not like you can just sell the team. Like, hey, come see the Lakers. We're always going to have somebody. Come see the Yankees. Come see the Knicks. Come see the Cowboys. Like, that's always going to sell itself. Well, the Warriors, we got to remember, it wasn't that long ago. They were at the bottom,
yeah,
of this list. And here comes Steph and everybody else. Oh, okay, now we're up the list. So what happens when he's not there? Because we're not the brand that some of these other teams are. We're just not. So that's something that's going to be interesting. And hopefully it's down the road. But when he's not here anymore, that's going to be a question that needs to be answered. So
appreciate it.
Thanks,
you guys,
Dave.
Thoughts on that?
Yeah,
that's actually something I do wonder about. And Bass actually got me thinking too. If it really is about the arena and kind of the, you know, the ecosystem that the Warriors are building around just basketball, maybe the brand might be strong enough to survive. I mean, it's already become the number one brand in the NBA, and I think top two in all of American sports. I don't think that just goes away when you lose a player.
I agree with that. I think,
even though it's Curry.
Yeah, I won. Well, now here's where the Lakers come in, because to me, you know, the Lakers have been fortunate to have multiple superstars over the course of their entire history. You know, the Warriors won a title in 75, not much happened, and then here comes Steph Curry. I do agree with you. Like, the work that they've put in and that they've garnered from their brand, like, that doesn't just go away. People, there are billions of people in China that had never heard of the Warriors, and now they know who they are, and like, that'll never go away. Steph Curry might go away, but the team he played for, their profile's been raised by him to such a degree that even after he leaves, people are going to know who the Warriors are, even if it's that team Curry used to play for. Seriously.
It's going to make him bulletproof, like, no matter what.
You know, I mean, he's going to be like Jordan in Chicago.
That's interesting. The other thing, too, look, you said something earlier about one of the recent drafts for the Warriors, and I think on NBA draft day, it's just kind of hit me in the face, like, why we're in the situation we are, why we're talking about Kuminga today, why the Warriors are in a rock and a hard place type spot, and why we're wondering about the future more than the present, because the present doesn't look, I don't know, bright enough for people is the way to put it, but there's something about draft day that hit me over the head like a sledgehammer. I want to get to that on the other side. Stani's still got to tell us what pissed him off about the Giants game last night. That didn't even have to do with the game, in fact. Also, reminds me, Bob Melvin's coming up at 2:15 with Willard and Dibbs, so the manager of the San Francisco Giants is going to join our boys in the afternoon, coming up in just a little bit. I see your phone calls. We'll get to you on the other side. 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson alongside Matt Steinmetz. That's what's coming up on the game, brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That segment was sponsored by Ceremony Ford.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.